Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Three people whose dua is surely accepted. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people whose dua is not rejected. The fasting person until he breaks the fast, the just ruler, and the oppressed person, whose dua Allah ta'ala raises above the clouds and opens the doors of Jannah for it. And Allah ta'ala says, I swear by my honor, verily I shall assist you even though it may be after some time. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people whose dua is not rejected. The fasting person until he breaks the fast. The just ruler and the oppressed person whose dua Allah ta'ala raises above the clouds and opens the doors of Jannah for it. And Allah ta'ala says, I swear by my honor, verily I shall assist you even though it may be after some time. Many other hadith showing the people whose dua is accepted. In this hadith, this particular hadith, three people, and like that other hadith showing various other kinds of people whose dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the fasting person, throughout the day some time should be dedicated to dua. One is in a formal manner in begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with its adab and etiquette in wudu, facing the qibla. This will enhance the acceptance of the dua. And like that, also informally from the heart also, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may be driving, may be engaged in his work, but whilst he's fasting, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it won't hamper his work in any way. But while he's busy, something, it doesn't require much effort, but talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he's fasting, the dua will be accepted. Like that, the just ruler, and in our context, maybe the person who One is the ruler over the Muslimin, but we are the leaders of our houses, or maybe we are the employer, and if we just, inshallah, this can be extended to that also, that the dua will be accepted. And the oppressed person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepts his dua. Oppression, when it comes to oppression, doesn't necessarily mean that the person has to be a Muslim also. If a non-Muslim is also oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his duas. So these are some of the categories whose du'as are accepted. It is reported from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that when Ramadan came, the color of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face used to change. He used to increase his salah, become more humble in his du'a, and show even more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to another hadith, he hardly ever lay down in bed until Ramadan came to an end. Further, it is said that the malaika carrying Allah Ta'ala's throne are commanded in Ramadan to leave everything and say Ameen to the du'as of those who fast. The malaika, the sinless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are commanded to say Ameen to our du'as. So we should have this in mind, in the forefront of our mind, that the malaika are saying, if some pious person has to make du'a for us, how happy won't you feel? Yeah, the malaika, the sinless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Ameen to our du'as. There are many other hadith stating that the fasting person's du'as are answered. When Allah Ta'ala has promised His truthful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His truthful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, there should be no doubt whatsoever about the truth of these promises. When it comes to dua also, then one is a person, he asks in a casual manner, sometimes maybe after salah, many a time people don't even know what, because the imam is making a dua. This is a matter of formality, we're raising our hands. But dua is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to give an example for our understanding, if a person, Allah protect us, but if somebody his life is being threatened, he's being robbed, he's threatened to be killed, how will he plead and beg with that person, you know what, spare my life, just give me a chance? In that manner, you should be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging and desperately seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and whatever we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be pertaining to our dunya, and many a times, definitely we should ask for our needs of dunya, but many a times we forget about the needs of akhirah. This is the greater need, because at the end of the day, we're all going to leave this dunya. But the needs of akhirah are more important. A person should beg for this different sifat. Maulana is mentioning every morning some quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the things we should be begging for also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase us, or to grant us humility, to grant us tolerance, to grant us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant us generosity. So these are also things to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the meaning of acceptance of dua? So, ulama mentioned that there are various ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts a person's dua. One is, that person will get exactly what he asked for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if not, then a person, maybe whatever he's asking for, he won't get it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. But definitely in akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him the reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that. Or the other way of acceptance is that maybe he didn't get what he's asking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but some calamity was supposed to come his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from that calamity. Maybe it was an accident or some injury or something of that sort. Because of the dua, because of him begging before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averted that calamity from him, and he was protected from that. One very important condition also for dua to be accepted is that a person's consumption of food, etc., and a person's income also must be halal. This is a very, very important condition for the acceptance of dua. We should ensure that whatever our intake is, our earnings, this is halal. If a person's, Rasulullah gives an example that the hadith mentioned, you know, many a time a greatly troubled person lifts up his hand to the heavens, making dua and crying, "Oh Allah," but the food he eats is forbidden by Allah. What he drinks is forbidden. His clothes have been earned by haram means. And in such cases, how can his dua be accepted? So very, very important also that whatever our income is, whatever we're consuming, we should ensure that this is halal. And also to have this mindset also that when we are begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have this in our heart, that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua. The hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ mentions, according to our thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us accordingly. So if we anticipate reward, we anticipate that our du'as will be accepted, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'a. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and grant us correct understanding. SubhanAllah.